On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking to a local person who has gotten the, should we say, the acting bug and is doing quite well for herself. I'd like to welcome into the program Monica Betts. And Monica, welcome into the program. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. You originally grew up in Wauseon, but then you got to go to school at Sand Creek. Is that how goes, Monica?
Well, actually, I grew up in Wauseon my entire life, and my senior year we moved to Sand Creek because my dad wanted to take on his family farm. But I finished up my high school career at Wauseon, so.
Ah, okay, very good. Well, that would make sense since you kind of grew up down there, so you knew everybody, so.
Well, yeah.
That's excellent. When did you graduate?
I graduated in 2019.
In 2019? Excellent, okay. So you haven't been out of school for that long, have you?
No, I haven't. I've just been working and saving up money and flying to L.A. and going back and forth between that, so.
Well, what got you involved in doing acting, Monica?
Well, I mean, I've always had a passion for the arts. I did a lot of choir in high school. I did a lot of theater. But there was actually a local management company out of Toledo. It's called Starbound Talent. And I went there for some acting classes and, you know, more to expose myself to the entertainment industry. And they actually, they scouted me and they took me to a convention in New York City. I believe it was in July of 2017. So I was about 16 at the time, but they took me to this convention where I got more exposure to managers and agents from all over the world. And that's how I got signed with my agent and manager today. So.
Well, and things kind of really have moved right along for you, haven't you? You already have done one. Have you done two films, or is one been done and one's coming up?
I did two films. The first one came out a couple weeks ago, and then the one that I did in February should be coming out here soon.
Okay, and can you tell us the titles of those movies, Monica?
The first one is called The Birth Mother's Betrayal. And the second one is called The Cool Mom.
Okay. And when are they? Are they going to be shown on television, or how is that going to work?
They will be shown on Lifetime. You can actually buy my first movie. It's called Birth Mother's Betrayal. You can actually buy it on Amazon for a couple of dollars. But it did air on Lifetime a couple weeks ago.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, who knows? We might be able to see it again pop up on Lifetime.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, yeah, because I know they do a lot of showing a lot of their movies. And the second movie is called?
What was that?
The second movie, what is that called?
That's called The Cool Mom.
The Cool Mom, okay. Well, tell us about the first movie. Gosh, that had to have been quite an experience for you.
Oh, it was amazing. It was actually my very first film, and when I auditioned for it, originally the directors and the casting directors and everyone on the crew was kind of nervous, you know, to have someone who has never done a film before on set. And so I walked into it kind of a little nervous, you know, not sure if I was going to meet their expectations, but they absolutely loved me and it was such a fun time. And I really pulled through and I'm proud of myself for that.
Well, you should be. What was the character that you portrayed in that movie?
I played a 16-year-old girl by the name of Tara.
Okay, and what was her position there in the story?
Well, she was a young girl who was adopted at a very young age, tracing all the way back to infancy. And when she turns 16, she gets the idea that she wants to meet her birth mom. And her adopted mom is a little hesitant about it, not sure if she wants her to do that because, you know, it's kind of complicated, but she ends up, you know, tracing her DNA back to her birth mom, and she ends up meeting her, but she's not exactly who she says she is.
Ah, oh my goodness. So you really did have a pivotal role. I mean, it almost sounds like the main character role for that movie, Monica.
Yeah, just about.
Oh my gosh. All right. Did you have your co-stars, or would be any names that we would recognize, Monica?
Both of my co-stars, my adopted mom, Tanya Clark, she was absolutely amazing. And then Aria Pullman played my birth mom. And just the vibes on set were absolutely what they were doing. They were helping me, you know, get comfortable. And both of them are just phenomenal actresses. Like, I admire that so much about them.
Was it during the first film, and being that you'd never done it before, Monica, of doing a movie, was it what you thought it would be or more?
It was actually a lot more than what I thought it would be. I mean, you know, when you're on set and you're acting and you're the star of the film, everyone's kind of waiting on you hand and foot, making sure you're okay, making sure you have enough tea if you're hungry. I mean, it was pretty great to be the star of that film, because it was your sort of attention, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And the name of that was Birth Mother's Betrayal, correct?
Yes, The Birth Mother's Betrayal.
Okay. So be looking forward to see if it comes it crops up again on the Lifetime channel once again. But you also said it's now available on Amazon to purchase as well, too.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, the second one that's coming out, what's the title of that one again, Monica?
That's called The Cool Mom.
The Cool Mom. Okay. What's the character that you play with that, Monica?
I play the character of Jessie. She was also a 16-year-old girl. She was the daughter of the main character, actually. And we had moved in across the street from this family, and we get really close with them, but my mom, you know, senses to be a little suspected of being obsessed with the next door neighbor. So.
Aha, okay. All right, sounds interesting. And you said that'll be coming out soon?
Yeah, it should. I don't have a specific date yet, but rumor has it that it should be out by the end of July, end of August.
Okay. All right, we'll be watching for that as well to show up on the schedule there for on Lifetime as well. Now, doing the second movie, Monica, was it easier, or was it just as I shouldn't say hard, but challenging as the first movie?
I would say the first movie was just a little bit challenging because I had never done anything like that before, and how it works is that when you film it, you film everything out of order. It's all mixed up, so, you know, you can film the finale scene the very first day. So it was a little bit confusing for me, and every day I would just walk into set and, you know, practice my lines as much as I could, but I will say that it was challenging to be in that atmosphere that was very fast-paced, and I don't want to say cutthroat, but they were very serious about their job, which is something I appreciated.
Oh, sure. You know, this is their profession, and this is something that you want to get into as well. So, you know, I'm sure you learned a lot by that experience then, Monica.
Oh, I did. I learned so much, and that's what helped me be more comfortable in my second film, is that I had done something like that before, and I had the experience. So
you kind of had an idea of what to expect during the second film then.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Where were your co-stars on the second film?
Crystal Allen was the one that played my mom. And Nicolette Langley, she played my best friend. And both of them were just absolutely amazing.
Wow. Now, did you do a lot of acting before before turning professional, Monica?
I did. I was in a lot of plays and musicals in high school. Like I said, I did a lot of choir. I was in a lot of plays. And most of them I did have the lead. So, you know, you're carrying the show on your back. You know, you're the leader. You're the one people look up to. So it was a great experience being a part of that in high school.
So that kind of gave you a basis of being able to handle especially with your first movie in which you worked the central character because of the fact that you had already done that and in plays that you have already performed in. So that kind of gave you an idea of what to expect in that sense, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was just a little bit different because, you know, plays in high school and musicals in high school are a little less intense, I guess you could say. They're not, you know, they're obviously not professional, but
right.
Everyone had, you know, I think between the movie and being in plays and musicals in high school, it was just as equally as fun.
Well, that's good. And the thing is this is something that you would like to be able to do as a career. Now, are you also doing singing along with your pursuit of being an actor, Monica?
I haven't done anything with my singing yet. I occasionally post channel, but other than that, right now I'm more focused on my acting career than anything.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, now that the cool mom is what they say in the can, and we'll be looking for it to come out later on, in July or in August. Have any other prospects of things that might be coming up for you, Monica?
Well, I have had a few auditions for some similar movies. The director of the very first film I shot, his name is John Rolowski, amazing guy. Absolutely love him. He's totally phenomenal. And he had me audition for a new project of his. But I guess we will see if I end up getting the role, so.
Yeah, and it goes through that process, doesn't it, Monica?
Oh, it's quite a process. I mean, it's very nerve-wracking because, you know, you want it so badly and you want to do as best as you can. And, you know, if you don't get the role, you just have to be okay with it, which, you know, it's totally fine. It's just you have to learn how to handle rejection, that's all.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the accept that is maybe the director's particular, you know, it's not what they're looking for as a person to portray that character. So it's like, hey, it's not your fault. It's just something that they're looking at, right?
Yeah, it's nothing personal. It's just how the entertainment business works. You know, you either have the look or you don't. You either are what they're looking for or you're not. And, you know, you have to be okay with that. I mean, rejection is a big part of being an actor.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a good thing that you realize that, and knowing that in pursuing the acting career, Monica, that is something that not only you but many other actors have to go through all at the same time. So it's going to be quite an experience for you. Ultimately, Monica, what is your ultimate goal? Where would you like to see yourself in, let's say, you know, 5 to 10 years?
Well, I'm hoping that I will be living out in L.A. Because I absolutely love it there. It's a great atmosphere, and I'm closer to, you know, more auditions. I mean, right now living in Sand Creek, Michigan, I have to send in self-tapes to audition. But, you know, once COVID cleans up, you know, I'll be able to move there and do in-person auditions, which is more beneficial than anything else, I personally believe. But hopefully I'll be out there living on my own and, you know, getting as many roles as I can and just enjoying life and doing what I love. So,
well, and in the meantime, you keep auditioning for those chances to get those roles, but also that means, like you, as well as many other actors, you have to have a job in order to make a living. So that is something that you're having to do there in Wasean, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been saving up my money, you know, to at least get me started while I'm out there. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Monica, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, and I wish you the best success in your acting career. And nothing but good vibes coming from me right now, because I think that's an awesome thing that you were able to do, to get two movies underneath your belt already. And it sounds like you got good representation, too. So much success with that. And Monica, I do hope that we can keep in touch so we can keep track of your career as the years go on.
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate you having me, and I absolutely love the support. And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to be looking for lots more from Monica Betts. And even though Wauseon, Ohio is her home, she's now living in Sand Creek. So we'll call you the cross-state friend here. So
okay. That sounds perfect to me.
There you go. All right. My guest has been on Community Conversation, Monica Betts, actress, and boy, with a couple of movies already coming out on Lifetime. The one has been, so we'd be looking for that one again. That's the Birth Mother's Betrayal. And the next one coming up later on this month in July or August, the Cool Mom on Lifetime. And be looking for her and looking for that coming up on the schedule. Monica Betts, thank you so much. And again, much success to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll see you again next time.